men are worse than we think, and that the issues they face are a function of their awfulness. And haven't we spent the past 40 years correctly focused on the struggles of other more deserving groups? I connected to the topic on a personal level. I thought back on where I came from, my mom's irrational passion for my well-being, the generosity of California taxpayers who made it possible for an unremarkable kid with mediocre grades to attend college and business school, and all the obstacles, temptations, and traps that could have easily hampered my socialization. Smartphones, online dating, porn, gambling, video games, remote work. I wondered why what was happening to boys and young men was in fact happening, and how I could raise my sons in a world where they, and males of any age, thrive. The data around boys and young men is overwhelming. Seldom in recent memory has there been a cohort that's fallen farther, faster. Why? First, boys face an educational system biased against them. With brains that mature later than girls, they almost immediately fall behind their female classmates. Many grew up without male role models, including teachers. Fewer men teach K through 12 than there are women working in STEM fields, with Black and Hispanic school instructors especially underrepresented. Post-high school, the social contract that binds America, work hard, play by the rules, and you'll be better off than your parents were, has been severed. 70-year-old Americans today are, on average, 72% wealthier than they were 40 years ago. People under the age of 40 are 24% less wealthy. The deliberate transfer of wealth from the young to the old in the United States over the past century has led to unaffordable and indefensible costs for education and housing, and skyrocketing student debt, all of which directly affect young men. It's why 25-year-olds today make less than their parents and grandparents did at the same age, while carrying debt loads unimaginable to earlier generations. Neither the minimum nor the median wage has kept pace with inflation or productivity gains, while housing costs have outpaced both. As the costs of college have soared beyond the reach of most families, many of the manufacturing jobs that didn't require a college degree and were often a ticket to the middle class for mostly men have been offshored. A prohibitive real estate market is a contributing factor to why 60% of young men between the ages of 18 and 24 live with their parents, and 1 in 5 still live with their parents at age 30. Stuck and unable to afford greater economic opportunities in nearby cities, they find the same crush and collision of density, stimulation, humanity, creativity, eroticism, and conversation that urban areas offer on their phones instead. In Manhattan, a 400-square-foot apartment costs $3,000 a month. In its stead is a 17-square-inch mobile studio apartment costing roughly $42 a month, served up by AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon. Meanwhile, algorithmically generated content on social media contributes to and profits from young men's growing social isolation, boredom, and ignorance. With the deepest pocketed firms on the planet trying to convince young men they can have a reasonable facsimile of life on a screen, many grow up without acquiring the skills to build social capital or create wealth. The percentage of young men aged 20 to 24 who are neither in school nor working has tripled since 1980. Workforce participation among men has fallen below 90%, caused by a lack of well-paying jobs, wage stagnation, disabilities, a mismatch of skills and/or training, and a falling demand for jobs traditionally held by prime-age men. This is deadly. From 2005 to 2019, roughly 70,000 Americans died every year from deaths of despair, suicide, drug overdoses, alcohol poisoning, with a disproportionate number of those fatalities being unemployed white males without a college degree. Excluding deaths caused by the opioid epidemic, America's suicide and alcohol-related mortality rate for all races is higher than it's been in a century. It's also a mating crisis, as women traditionally mate horizontally and up socioeconomically, whereas men mate horizontally and down. Up until the mid-20th century, homogamy, marriages between men and women from similar educational backgrounds, was more common than not. Today, hypogamy, where women marry men who have less education than themselves,